This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Let us thank Apostle Felix. I think we can put our hands together for him. I don't know who he introduced, but I'm just a humble servant of God. Amen. Greetings in Jesus' name. I know we're going to have an awesome time tonight. And I know God is going to be in this building tonight. You are in for the greatest miracle of your life. And I firmly believe that with all my heart. I want to take this opportunity before we enter into the Word and we pray over the Word. What an honor, what a privilege. Thank you so much for entrusting me, because today it's not easy to entrust anyone from the platform and from your pulpit. But I want to thank God for entrusting me, Apostle. You and your beautiful wife are just a gem. I never came across a man with style like you. You must please teach me how you do it. I'm trying to be like you. I told his wife earlier on, I said, my God, this man's got style. And I admire you. I want to say you are a world shaker. You are a devil chaser. There's no other way. The devil hates you because of what God has given you for our nation. South Africa has great men, and you're one of the men that I aspire to be like. God richly bless you. Thank you so much. Let us get into the Word. I'm going to pray. Father, we thank you for thy infallible Word. I pray, Lord, that tonight that you will speak with clarity, with precision, like no one else can. I thank you that not one single person that entered this building tonight will leave the same way they have come in, but that they might have a head-on collision with their destiny and their purpose. I declare tonight no devil, no demon will be able to stop them from that God has already purposed. And the entire church say in advance, amen and amen and amen. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm so happy I don't look like you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That's my icebreaker. You may be seated. Amen. I had to start somewhere just to get myself comfortable. But praise be to God. I firmly believe the Lord is going to speak to us tonight. Greetings from my wife and our congregation, EOM Ministries International. I'm 1 year behind you, Apostle. We're 11 years and you 12 years. So praise be to God. It seems like the Lord was up to something in that time. I have seen the hand of God. I've seen the hand of God being extended to us. And yes, in the golden city of El Dorado Park, the city of gold. It's not a gangster's paradise. It's the city of gold. And out of that city will emerge great, mighty man and woman of God. Hallelujah. Do you believe that with me? Amen. Now you better get your neighbor ready, because I'm going to be short. Blessed are the short. They shall always be invited back again. So I'll make sure that I just keep it to the place where I need to. Amen. And I firmly believe that God is going to help us tonight, because tomorrow morning we heard of double barrels that's coming in. So my God, we are excited for what God is doing. I'll definitely be here, that's for sure. you dare not miss out on any of these type of things. So I firmly believe that the Lord is going to help us. I would love to stick to my topic and that I was asked to do, that I will do to the best of my ability. I want to speak about a governmental authority. And many a times we do not know our authority in Christ. We do not know what we carry on the inside of us. And let no man despise you and look down on you. Because locked up in the insides, in the inside of you, in the very inner recesses of your being, there's a giant. I know, I'm going to preach to myself, you are a giant. You are a giant. God has prepared you to slay your Goliaths. There's no Goliath that's going to stand before you. The Lord is preparing you in this season and in this time that God has given us. This is a great season to be alive. It's a great season to be born again, blood washed, spirit filled, tongue talking, Holy Ghost filled, child of a sovereign God, because God is raising in this season and in this time man and woman that will understand their authority in God. Say amen, someone. So I better get into it. If you have your Bibles, kindly turn with me, because God is going to speak to us. I want to speak about this governmental authority that God has given you. If we all have our Bibles, turn to the book of Psalms. I want to go first. I was a little bit skeptical about this, but let me go to the book of Psalms. I wanted to start with Jeremiah, but I feel Psalms is more important for me right now. So, if you can go to the book of Psalms 34:17. And the Bible declares, the righteous cries out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their trouble. Not some trouble. Out of all their trouble. No, out of all their trouble. Not some trouble. And it seems like we are losing the battle. But I came to tell the enemy, it's not over until God said, it's over. The church of God has not been defeated. The church of God is preparing for what's about to come. Hallelujah. We heard what Apostle Felix just said right now. He said God is going to raise up a new president with what? With a voice. A tongue-filled man of God. And I firmly agree with you, because I firmly believe it's a good season for God to propel His church into a new dimension. When the church starts praying, hell starts shaking. The authority of the church has been underestimated. And especially in our government. In the old regime, whenever there was no rain, they would call for the church to pray. And the minute the church starts praying, something happens. I came to say the new law and the government order of this conference is to take back our authority that the enemy has taken away from us. I came to restore the order of the church. The church is triumphant. I'm going to say again, the church is triumphant. Tell your neighbor, the church is triumphant. Let's go to the book of Psalms 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. Same like the psalm I just read now. Don't hide your face from me when I'm in trouble. Incline your ear to me in the day that I call. Answer me speedily. Oh my God. It must come with speed. No more delays. I'm going to say it again. No more delays. The days of delays are over. God is speeding up your process. The days of favor is closer than what you think. If the enemy thought he had you knocked down and had you despondent, I came to tell that enemy, your time is up. Watch the church arise and get back into their authority. Now the Bible declares speedily. He said, for my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones, once again bones, are burdened like a herd. My heart is stricken and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread because of the sound of my groaning. My bones cling to my skin. Verse 12. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. You will arise and have mercy in Zion. For the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. Oh my God, somebody needs to give me a praise. There's a set time. There's a time of favor. I came to announce in this conference that favor is all over you. Let the dogs bark on the outside, but let the church arise on the inside, because favor is on your side. There's three specific things he mentions. He speaks first of all, he said, for the time of favor. Right? He first speaks about a time. What time? I'm going to tell you now how we're going to get into our authority. We're going to rip the devil apart tonight. We're going to rip him apart. You had my stuff for too long. I've been battling for too long. I've been eating my sweat for too long. I've been going through my trouble for too long. But I've got news for you, devil. It ain't over until God said it's gonna be over. I'm looking forward for what's about to happen with me tonight. And I firmly believe that God is gonna spoil somebody rotten tonight. Because do you know why? You're getting your authority back. You're getting your power back. You're getting your vision back. Now there's three things he mentions. He mentions it like this. He said, for the time. There's a time. There's different times. Let me quickly just get into this time thing. The time that we need to understand is Chronos time. Chronos time is the time that when you get married, there's a set time. And this is how it works. So you know the date of the time you're getting married. That's Chronos. The time, Chronos time, is what the time is now. It's 8:45. By 9:00, I'm out of here. 15 minutes. I'm serious, because there's going to be an explosion. So it's now quarter to. That's Kronos time. That's the time that we all set. When I grew up, I never thought I'll have a ministry and a successful one. I never thought I can build a church debt free, owing no man a cent. That cost me millions. How did you do it? I did it because there was a set time. Let me explain. You see, Kronos time can be changed. God is in a hurry. So you might have a date and you might have a time when you want to be rich. Oh my God. I'm breaking the protocol now. The time you have set is not the time God has set. Oh my God. Speed is coming your way. Breakthrough is coming your way. You are about to be propelled into a height that you have never seen. That devil is a liar, because I came to tell you, it's now your time for your thing from your God. Can somebody say amen to that? Let's go. It's a Kronos time. It's a set time. And then something happens here. That's number one. He said a set. Now we say there's a time. And then he say, for a time to favor her. Oh my God. Favor all over me. Favor, favor. Uncommon, unheard of favor. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, you are sitting next to someone that carries favor on their lives. Now I want you to say the following to the other neighbor. Say, neighbor, you don't know who you're sitting next to. What you see today is not what you're going to see tomorrow night this time. Because I know there's a time, but God is about to turn the time around. There's going to be a change in the atmosphere. I'm coming out of my mess. I'm coming out of my frustration. I'm coming out of my pain. And my time is ready. Just sit down for me quickly. Let me rush. So there's the time. And then the Bible say, for a time to favor. First there's the time, then favor comes. But I love the third one. The set time. The set time is not Kronos time. The set time is Kairos time. Oh my God. Somebody is in the Kairos moment. When Kairos time comes, it bypasses the system of time. It goes beyond the normal of time. The set time is where God steps in and tells the devil, this is my time to favor my child. Is there somebody in this building that's ready for some favor? Kairos time. It's not time that you can calculate by dates. It's a time where God bypasses systems. Oh wait. You're gonna have no effort where God is about to take you. You need effort. If there's a door that's locked, you need some force to open up the door. But the Spirit of the Lord said, tonight, I'm going to allow the Satan to come. The doors are going to open automatically when it sees you coming and favors all over you. Then God is about to give you what you have never planned before. The set time of your breakthrough is not coming. It's already here. We're going to break this thing. I firmly believe that God is going to perform some miracles here tonight. That pain you've been carrying is about to leave you. You don't have to pray for it. You don't have to fast for it. The set time is here. God is going to give you authority that you never knew you have. You never knew that you have the power. Oh my God. Let me talk this thing. They might hate you at work. They might despise you. They might plot against you. They might get some youngers to get you out of the job. But there's something you can't do. You can't do anything when favor is upon someone. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they do to you. When God is in control, the Lord will allow you to walk through doors that you never knew. I came to tell someone, God is actually busy with your promotion. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm getting promoted tonight. You are not just like that. Oh my God, let me help some people. You are not just like that. You better look at yourself again in the mirror. You are marvelous and wonderfully made by the image and the likeness of your God Himself. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with the color of your skin. My God, there's nothing wrong with your hair. Listen to me careful. Whether you have a big nose, a small one, big ears, that doesn't matter. When favor steps in, it doesn't ask who you are and where you come from. When favor steps in, favor will propel you. The devil is a liar. I came to declare and command the authority of God to rise in the inside of you. Get up from where you are. Tell the devil, my set time has... Neighbor, it's my time. Everybody had their turn. Everybody had their chance. But it's now my time. It's my time to shine. Charlie girl, that man left you 10 years ago. And he thought you'll never get up again. But I came to tell you, go put some color in your hair. Take off that pink gown and throw it away. It's your Kairos time. It's your set time. It's the time of God's visitation just for you. Let me explain something to you. Why I say so. Oh my God. I'm coming to something very important. My entire family, we ate. We ate. Don't forget my father and them never had TVs. So we were a big family. With my mom and dad, we 10. 4 boys, 4 girls. All my brothers, all my siblings, well educated. My brothers a lecturer at Port University. Very, very educated, all of them. But I was the one that gave my dad a lot of trouble. I was the rebel in that house. At a young age, I smuggled with guns. At a young age, I wanted to be like a gangster. That was what I inspired after. Because I thought, they drive the best. They live in the best. So that's how I want to live. So I became a rebel. My parents had problems with me. They thought I was at school. Today, grade 8. No, grade 9. Grade 9, standard 7 in our days. Grade 9. Grade 9, my parents thought I'm going to school every day. And when it was time for reports, school called my parents in and said, "We haven't seen this boy for the past 7 months. My dad called me in. He said to me, "Do you want to tell me you were never at school for 7 months?" I said, "Dad, I think they overlooked me. I was there. But it was not true. They were right." And then what they did, they expelled me from school. And they told my father he must never come back again. Okay, long story short, quickly. My father said, "You better go look for something. You better do something." And then my uncle got me an engineering job. Small, young boy, thin. Now I just extended. Right. Small, thin, young boy. When standing on this machine, trying to use this machine, I couldn't. Because they had to build a bench for me to get up so that I can reach the drill. I did all the wrong things. I drilled in all the wrong places. And the company didn't want me. They said to my uncle, "No ways. This boy is going to waste our time." I left. And then one day, I heard there's a job at an IT place. I said to myself, "Well, here comes my opportunity. This girl over here knows me very well, Audrey. She'll tell you." So I did something. I decided to put on a suit and one of my dad's ties and a shirt. And I took an empty briefcase. I didn't know God. Didn't know God. My dad was born again. Didn't know God. I took this empty briefcase and I went for an interview because they wanted someone with matric. You never look at yourself where you're at. Oh my God. When God has placed a set time for you, no man will be able to stop what God is busy doing. I went with an empty suitcase. A briefcase. Empty briefcase for an interview. And guess where? At Liberty Life. IT. For those that is watching me now, yes, I never had matric. Let me just quickly explain it. I'm now born again. That time you could do stuff quickly around the corner. So what I did, I went for the interview. The guy said, "Can you do a test?" That time it was Van Zyl and Pritchard, for those that was in my era. You had to go write the exams there. Now you look at me now. I don't know maths. I don't know nothing. I don't know how much is 20 times 20. I don't know. But they're looking for someone that have maths. Oh God. And yeah, I go sit in the exams room. That time they used to give you the answers. Now you know how it goes. I used to do this, Apostle Felix. My mother say what answer is right. It must be this one. Then I start in the middle again. My mother say which one is the answer. It must be this one. It's not by mistake. I went through the whole paper like that. And I thought, here comes the biggest eyeballs ever. And when the guy took our papers, I quickly took mine and I hid it under a white guy's papers. Because these white guys were quite sharp. But listen, then they said, there is four guys. We're going to call their names. They must stand one side. And I was one of the four standing one side. And I waited now for the results. And the guy walked up to me. He said, "You're a bright boy." I said, "Oh yes, obvious I'm a bright boy. My God, don't let ever somebody tell you you are no good. There's something about you that is hidden, but God is about to allow the greatness to come from you." Listen to me. Just sit down. This is what he did. A set time. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, it's a set time. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, it's turning around time. Tell your neighbor, the devil and every demon in hell knows that something is about to happen in this building. The devil told me I'll never make it. Well, devil, I have news for you. You a little bit too late. I'm in conference now. My breakthrough is in this building tonight. I'm not taking no for an answer. That devil is a liar. I came to declare it's time to get up from where you are. Look the devil in the eye and tell him tonight is my night of a breakthrough. Let me explain something to you. Apostle Felix, they called me one side. The guy said, "I don't need to interview you. We've got a package for you. If you're satisfied with it. When favor comes, it comes with authority. Ah, God, governmental authority. I'm not just like that. I have authority in the inside of me. And every devil in hell knows that. And I have authority." The minute they called me one side, I acted like a bright boy. I acted as if I know everything. When they took me into the computer room, I was like, "Jesus. Jesus. Now you need to come through. I don't know you, but you need to come through now. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you got to come through now." Do you know what? When it's your time of favor. When it's your time of favor. When it's your time of favor. No man will be able to stop what God is busy. I came to speak some authority over you tonight. Take your authority. When you leave this building tonight, you better walk into doors that you never thought will be opening. But tonight, I speak a governmental authority over your life. When governmental authority, you'll understand your placement. The judge will tell you, it's not easy to become a judge. You need to study to become it. But do you know what I love of God? That's not the end of the road. There's greater that's coming. Many of us settle with the start of breakthroughs. But we never look beyond the horizon and see bigger breakthroughs that's awaiting us. I want to speak to someone. Tonight, God needs to grant you the power and the authority to walk out of this building and go to your boss and tell him tomorrow morning, I'm due for a promotion. Your company is doing well because I'm here. Do you know what you carry? You carry authority. The set time of favor is strange. I got a job. I started as an IT operator. Trust me. I ended as an IT specialist. With a grade 9. How did the wisdom come? I don't know. How did you manage? I don't know. But one thing I do know, there's a set time that God has placed over your life. That doors that have been shut must swing open wide. I came to prophesy over your life. This is your set time. This is your Kairos moment. It's the moment to walk into that the devil told you it's not your portion. Let me explain to you. Just sit down. Let me come to a close. A Kairos time. An opportune time. If I'm you, I told my wife now the other day, I said nothing can stop me. No demon in hell can tell me I can't. I can. No, I can. I don't know about you, but I can. Tell your neighbor, I think Apostle is confused. I'm the one he's talking about. I can. Oh God, can I see some I can people? Oh God. Can I see some I can people on this side? Can you? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Listen, I have ability. I have authority. Whatever I speak can come to pass. Whatever I declare will come to pass. God gave me authority. Is there some people with authority? I can. I told my wife, I said, whatever you desire, I can. Everybody that looks down, I can. When I come, I must come with intimidation. That's authority. You must intimidate your enemies. It's time for you to intimidate your enemy. If your enemy see you coming, he must give way already. I know they're watching your live stream. I had a situation in our community where I was called Because everybody feels I'm an island on my own. So what they decided is, let all talk for themselves. They don't like me. I said, no problem. I'll come to your meeting. They're all sitting in the meeting. All of them are sitting in the meeting. I purposely come late. Don't come on time, come late. Let them settle in first. And they went talking. And they talking. I first decided, what car must I use? I have a choice. I can go with anyone. Because there's a few to choose. And all of them are wise men that follows them. The stars. You'll catch me, Apostle. I have all types of mercs. So I can go with anyone. I can choose which one. And I decided, no. Let me use the latest one I just bought. And I went. When I pulled up, the minute I walked in, they all went quiet. And I went, hi guys. Hi guys. How are you? Great to see you. Went to the main man. So what's this meeting all about? Can we? I'm in a hurry. Authority. Oh my God. It's time to intimidate your enemy. Don't give your enemy something to chew on. My God, it's time. It's time to intimidate him. It's time to show him who you are and whose you are. I did the following. The guy that called me for the meeting is also nervous. I said, so I don't know why I'm here. And the guy said, guys, the man is here, talk out. The first guy started. I am Apostle so and so and so and so. Yes, yes, Apostle, I hope you're watching. Yes, yes, I'm Apostle. I have a problem with you. You're very arrogant. And you know what? I bumped into you in the chemist. I greeted you. All that you did this. Look at the guy. I don't know the guy. I didn't even know he's an apostle. So he goes on. Other one gets up because they steam. They have steam. When one starts, the other one starts. And the other one gets up and say, yes, when you're driving that cars of yours, it's just like this. I say, yes, especially when I don't have my glasses on. I don't know who's hooting and who's waving, so I just do this. Any which way, I can't see nice without my glasses. And actually, I also don't know you. So one by one went. When they were done, I asked, is everybody done? They said, yes. I said, hi, guys. It's so good to be amongst you. And it's so good to come and leave my spirit here amongst you. Because I came in with authority. I came to tell you the following. It's not time to look down on each other. I don't know you because you spoke now. I bumped into you. I don't know you. I don't even know where's your church. So if I did it, please forgive me. And next one, I just want to say, if I wave, especially when I don't have my glasses on, I can't see so nice. So I just drive. A lot of people greet me. The whole community knows me. So I just greet. It doesn't matter. I greeted you. Is that okay? Are you fine with the greeting? Did you ask me to stop the car and have a chat with you? I was in a hurry. I was driving. So only afterwards, the guys realize, okay, I said now, Listen to me. We have an issue for our tissues. These are all crying. I have a problem. The souls are dying. People are going to hell. And we are busy fighting each other. I said, there's no time. It's now time for us to hold hands and use our authority as one man and fight the enemy where he needs to be fought. Oh my God, I came to tell you, there's no time to go around with people that feel you are dressing up too much. No, it's time to go higher. I'm over my time. Kairos time is a set time. It's a time where you need to know who you are in God. No, I'm going to say again, it's a time where you need to know who you are in God. There's no time to fight around. There's no time to sit with gossipers and backbiters. No, great eagles fly alone. I ain't no chicken. I am an eagle. It's time for you to spread your wings. Apostle Felix, in this conference, there's going to be a cloud burst of revival that's coming. I feel a prophetic utterance. God is going to allow the banks to burst. Do you know why? The Lord is in a hurry. Because He's coming back again. We need a revival now. Tomorrow night in this building, you will feel a taste of what's coming. I firmly believe that God is about to allow you to get out of the place of complacency and walk to a place of abundance and overflow. Your overflow is waiting for you. Let me close. I'm done. I'm closing my Bible. I wanted to read another verse, but I'm done. I came to speak to someone. There's no time. There's no time in your life to think less about you. No, 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 no. I don't think you understand what I'm saying. You can't think less about you. Listen, you might stay now in a two-bedroom, but that's not your end result. We're in a time, the guys that's here with me knows, that the church must take full control. What are we doing? We are busy looking for land in El Dorado Park. Our church is putting up 100 houses for the less fortunate. Why are you doing that? The picture in my office, Apostle, you know it, has Santon behind my desk. And everybody that walks in asks me, why this picture? I said, because God spoke to me. And the Lord said to me, I asked God. I said, I have a problem. And the Lord said, what's the problem? I said, why is all the children that becomes influential and have good jobs leaving our community and go to churches in Sandton? I've got nothing against the churches in Sandton. Just get me right. Get me straight. Got nothing against it. But I asked God a question. Why? And the Lord said, because there's nothing that they can be proud of in your community. And the Spirit of the Lord said, go take a picture at night of sending, which I did. And the Lord said, blow it up. I blew it up, put it on my wall. The Lord said, this is what I want you to do. Bring sending to elders. Listen, our children in my community don't even know what's a lift, elevator. They don't know what is it to leave Eldorado Park and go to Southgate, which is a stone's throw away. There's nothing in our community. It's like elders has been forgotten. But I came to realize the Lord needs a man. The Lord is waiting for you. You are the man that God has been waiting for a long time. What did I do? I built a building with the elevator in it. Why are you doing that? I'm bringing sand into elders. I'm breaking the mindset that we can mount up to nothing. That devil is a liar. I came to declare over your life, you are the one that God have chosen for a time such as this. You are about to break out from all sides. Things is about to happen very fast and very quick. The Lord is about to elevate you into dimensions you have never seen before. But God is waiting for you to use your authority. You've got to speak into your atmosphere. Things is about to happen. Declare it in the atmosphere. Speak it in the atmosphere until it comes to pass. God bless you. Thank you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.